Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, nā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Waipareira leader John Tamahere says photographer Vince Hepiri seemed a part of the furniture at Māori Hui. The Ngāpuhi man died last week at Ōkahu Bay while documenting the porphyry for Te Matatini. Mr Tamahere says anyone who has attended a major Māori event in Tāmaki Makaurau would have seen him in action with his camera.
He was always there, he just seemed to always just be there. And I imagine that his archive will have captured some of the most outstanding photographs documenting our very turbulent last 35, 40 years.
John Tamahere says Māori also have cause to honour another chronicler of Māori life, Dutch-born Anne Westra, who died yesterday at the age of 86. More heavy rain is forecast for the east coast over the next 24 hours. Met Service meteorologist Carl Lutz says up to 25 millilitres an hour has been falling in some areas north of Gisborne this morning. 6 millilitres an hour is considered heavy rain.
So once again, this region in the firing line. Thankfully for much of the region around Wairoa, there's only been some light rain this morning. We do have another heavy rain warning for the Gisborne region. That's from Tolaga Bay northwards. So that you can still expect about 70 to 100 millimetres of rain on top of what has already fallen.
Carl Lutz says Met Service is watching a low-pressure system forming in the Fiji area, but it is not making any predictions about a cyclone at this stage. A former Te Matatini judge says the quality of haka at this year's national competition was exceptional. Te Kapa Haka o Te Whanau a Apunui took home the Ngāpō Pimia Wehi Duncan McIntyre Trophy, Toa Whaka Ihuwaka, for the third time, with Te Arawa's Te Kapa Haka o Ngāti Whakaue and Ngāti Porou's Whangarā Mai Tawhiti judged second equal. Te Reo Māori advocate Pānia Papa says after a four-year break, she was delighted at the high standard.
Everyone's eager to get out back on stage again, and people are slick, groups are slick, really sharp, and I've been interested to hear the different tunes that people have chosen, given the new rules around the use of tunes and Pākehā tunes. So, yeah, it's just a great atmosphere.
Pānia Papa says judging the national competition is complex, and the final results are sure to clash with couch judgments. Meanwhile, Te Pāti Māori has called for funding for Te Matatini to be on par with other major cultural forms. It's comparing the $2.9 million a year to run the National Kapa Haka content with the $20 million cost of the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, the Royal New Zealand Ballet's $8 million, and the $17 million for Creative New Zealand in Budget 2022. It says Te Matatini will be the dance that binds the country together for centuries to come, and it cannot be funded enough. And that's your Wātea News.